Why don't you help packing the bags?
So, you know, I'm not a person who might just say, would you give me a hand here?
What?
I don't think I want to be with you anymore, ever.
That's your way of thought, and I don't want the reason behind it, but that's...
Because of the way you treated me tonight, and have done over the past years.
Susan, Tim's trying to watch something.
I know, Tim is poor Tim. I want to get this sorted out. I don't want to be standing fighting you in the morning. I don't want to go with you. I don't want to be near you.
What would you suggest you do then?
I have no ideas.
Well,
that's why I'm mentioning it right now.
Something you should probably
do. Have any ideas?
I think you should come tomorrow. I think that you've overemphasized things that never happened.
Oh, you'd be bound to say that. Things that never happened. Yeah, I made them all up in my mind. You were real shitty up there, but no, you weren't.
All
you were lovely. You kissed
Susan,
me and told me you cared for me. Do you have enough money? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
What you want to do is what you want to do, Bob.
No, we're going out to pack the bag. We. And ask for your help.
And I tried.
I said, just pick up what you want to wear tomorrow and everything else. And you said, I just started going through things. You didn't know.
I was there. Don't keep repeating everything like I wasn't there. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll leave the room if you prefer.
No, don't leave the room, for God's sake. It's your room. We're in your house. This is normal.
Is it?
This is dreadful, but this is normal. What do you think? I mean, what? Why would
you,
I want
you
to be with
this
man?
You don't allow me to think, so I don't know.
I don't allow you to think?
Correct.
Oh, what do I do?
What are you doing right now?
I'm not stopping you from thinking.
You're making demands. You're making statements that have no answer to them.
Is that right?
I don't know what happened. I know. All I know is you both went upstairs, and every time you both try and pack, it ends up in a bloodbath.
Well.
And you come downstairs saying Bob has been very rude, and Bob comes down and says before you and said, "Well, I think that's sorted," and picks up his tablet. So you come down from a different place.
Yes. And so does he.
You both come down from a different place. You seem very angry and agitated with Bob. And Bob seems more focused on me watching telly.
Yeah, well, of course. I'm sorry. I have no business to drag you in.
No, not at all. Let me give you a little bit of space, because I think this is something that...
No, don't. This is your house. Please.
Doesn't matter, Mum. I think this is something that needs to be sorted out between the two of you. So...
Well, we've had a long time to do it, you know, and haven't managed to sort anything out. How would you commence sorting this out?
I'm trying to figure out what I've done that has irritated you so much upstairs.
You were the one who did the talking, so don't know what you said and don't know why it upset me, then
I do not know. Sometimes I...
Why don't you know? They're your words. Why don't
no,
you
I,
know? Why don't you think of the way you treated me? Why don't you know?
I was just trying to get the bags packed with your help.
No, you didn't want my help.
You
dragged them away from me, and you don't tell so many lies. Just stick to the truth.
And I said to you, Susan, pick out something for you to wear tomorrow. And you said, I can't pick out anything with you standing here.
Right. So?
Well?
So you moved.
So I just,
and I picked things out to wear tomorrow. I did exactly what you wanted.
I best packed as I could and just left so you just decide what you want to wear tomorrow.
Best packed. What a damn stupid thing to say. I best packed for tomorrow. Sorry, Tim. We'll leave tomorrow. I don't know where I'll go, but I don't know.
You can stay here.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you. I don't expect it.
I must admit, I don't understand how Bob comes down and says, well, that's that done.
No, I said the packing's done. He asked why not. The packing's done. That's what we want to do. Do the packing. Everything is in the bags. Enclosed. And Susan has a separate pile for clothes she's wearing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why Mum's come down so distress.
Then I don't know either.
Yes, you do. You treated me like the way you've gradually been treating me over the years, like a piece of rag without a brain, without any intelligence. I shouldn't even be in the same room as you. Like, you hate me, you can't stand me, push me out of the way several times. If you don't remember, Bob, the way you treat me, then...
Susan, I did not treat you, and I went upstairs, I thought,
Don't start.
I'm going up to pack the bags.
I know.
It was your choice to come upstairs. I had to find you to come up here. I needed you to pick out clothes for you to wear tomorrow.
That's why I came up.
So I didn't get them packed.
That's why I came up, because I knew you needed me to sort out my...
Right, and that's what I said.
This is obvious. This is a waste of time.
Pick out something you need to wear tomorrow.
Right. It's all done now. And you were as nasty as you could be.
Did I tell you that you can't take that? You can't take that? I said, no.
What was nasty about what? Was it Bob's tone, or was it the words
he
said?
Yes, it was his tone. It's in the words he says. He treats me as if I'm really not there.
Did you mean to do that, Bob?
I don't believe I did, but if that's the way she feels, then I apologize for it. I just was trying to let her make a decision what she wanted to wear tomorrow. Once she did that, I was going to pack the bags with everything else that was left.
Listen to me. I've got something to say to you. Would you like to start again with me? And try and make the best of a life together.
And I've said over and over again, and I'll say it again, yes, I do, because I think...
But you never change.
Well, then tell me, if you tell me that I have not changed, or if I have changed, then that's one thing, but just to get mad at me without telling me why...
I told you.
No, you did not. You just said, I can't pack with you staying here.
How stupid are you?
You said,
I can't tell when you upset me. You can't tell when I'm saying you're being...
You said, I can't pack with you staying in there.
What do I do? I'm trying to make a pathway to at least get together tomorrow, get our stuff sorted out. If we don't get back together again, fine. Do you want to get back together again?
I don't think we've ever parted from each other.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's not keep Tim hanging around any longer. Poor guy shouldn't have to put up with this. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Tim, I hope we'll always be good friends, you and me and Eva.
Of course we will.
Yes. I apologise. I could have kept quiet and we just...
Mum, you seem very distressed.
I am.
And agitated, and I don't think any of us want you to keep that inside.
No.
Because it will fester.
Yes,
and come out worse and worse and worse.
It does.
So it's best that it comes out.
Thank you. Oh, you are so good.
I fear that Bob genuinely doesn't know what the problem is. And whether that's right or wrong, or justified or unjustified, maybe is open to discussion. But if Bob doesn't know what Bob's done wrong, Bob can't even attempt to address what your issue is.
Of course he can't if he doesn't know what he's done wrong.
Yeah.
But he does know what he's done wrong.
Okay.
He's a grown-up, he's an adult. He pushed by me up there to push me out of the way, treated me like a... He usually does, you know.
You
like
pushed Mum out of the way, Bob.
No, I just...
Yes, you did. You came round the end of the bed and pushed me out of the way and out of the door.
Susan.
It doesn't matter. You did no damage. I have no bruises.
It's your interpretation. Fine. I said, the bags are packed. I'm going downstairs now.
And pushed your way out.
No, I opened the door and closed the door.
And pushed after you.
I never touched you.
Okay. All right. It's unimportant.
I just said the
bags. It's unimportant because you didn't bruise me. You didn't give me a black eye like this happened
Susan,
in the past.
I said, Susan, the bags are packed. So
you
and downstairs.
Bob didn't give you a black eye like he has done in the past.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, well, I've given you black eyes now.
Yes, you have. Who else did?
I think you helped on that. Quite a bit falling out of bed. But...
Yeah. It's hard to fall out of bed and make a black eye. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's nothing to do with this, and we shouldn't be upsetting this dear, good, kind, sensible man. This is horrible. This is a dreadful thing to happen, and I feel that I've caused it. I should have just bowed down. Don't interrupt me, please. I should have just bowed down and took your nastiness and got on with the day and got on with tomorrow and went on with our whatever we're going to do, which is we'll keep as far away from each other as we can, I think, be a good thing. So I apologise to you, Bob.
I apologise to you, but what I apologise for, I shouldn't let you go out for a walk with Tim. I should have fed you a big lunch at the time.
Well,
you've not had anything to eat since breakfast this morning.
I think
you
I
should
have
had lunch today.
I think I have.
You did not have anything to eat since breakfast.
This is the problem, you see, I'm starved.
Oh.
Have you ever heard such rubbish?
Well, I think perhaps the problem is slightly deeper than that. I think the problem
I think
is...
too.
Well,
I
we've
think
been
the problem
saying all
is,
along that she needs food. If she doesn't get something to eat, she...
Go on, make up more lies about what I do if I don't get food. What are you talking about?
You get nervous and you get uptight.
I get nervous with you.
Okay, may I say two things at this
please
point,
do.
Please?
Please do.
Firstly, Mum and I stopped for some food, Bob. Okay? Secondly, you fed her cider.
Yeah.
Right. So you have a problem with Mum having no food, but you don't have a problem feeding Mum cider with no food. Is that right?
Well, she wanted a sip of it.
Where's your responsibility here? Where's your responsibility? So you're saying, Mum, it's clear Mum's got a problem because she's not had any food.
My responsibility...
Sorry, I was talking there.
Okay.
Thank you. So you're saying that Mum is clearly off kilter because she's had no food, but it's okay to give her some cider with no food.
I said, perhaps she's off kilter because she didn't have food. Because you're the one that said over again, she needs food. We need to feed her. And she's not been fed today since she had lunch. Susan is not.
Since she had lunch.
What? She's not had lunch today.
Okay.
Doesn't affect me as a rule.
Well, it does. Food is very, very important for you. But we were out today and you did have some food.
Yes, I had very, very nice roll. Very, very nice.
You told me you had a cup of coffee.
I told you I had a cup of coffee?
Yes.
When?
Whenever you were out, you said I had a very nice cup of coffee.
Whenever I was out, I said that to you?
When you came back, yes.
Actually, I don't recall saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm not going to leap out and say you're a liar, but I don't recall.
That's not important.
No, it's not.
It's truly not important right now.
Right.
I think the point is that you have eaten, but you were also given some cider. And Bob didn't actually think you'd eaten, and he gave you some cider.
When?
I think drinking mid afternoon.
When did you give me cider?
It was 3 o'clock.
But when we came back?
Yeah, after we got back.
I haven't had any cider since we
got back. Okay, my reality is, Bob came and got some cider out of the fridge, and then passed it to you as he came in the room. That's my reality.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we can disagree there, and now we find ourselves in a situation where you two are arguing again.
Right, which is futile.
So really it's a case of looking at why that is, what causes that.
Mm.
And Bob said that you should have had lunch, but I think we've addressed that.
Mm. I had food with you, I had a lovely
case. I gave you some cheese and crackers.
Right, so why are you saying Mum didn't have lunch then?
When you gave me cheese and crackers?
Why are you saying that Mum didn't have lunch?
She didn't have lunch. I gave her cheese and crackers.
When?
This afternoon.
I haven't had anything to eat since I came back here. Why are you telling lies like that? It makes no sense.
You are stringing us along here. You're saying Mum didn't have lunch, but you gave her cheese and crackers.
As far as I know, she did not have lunch.
Well, where did the cheese and crackers come from?
I made two cheese and crackers, one for you and one for me.
When?
This afternoon.
Well, I never ate them.
Hmm?
I never ate them. I never saw them. I think it's in your mind.
Well, that was not lunch.
Ah, okay. That wasn't lunch.
That's not lunch. It's just something.
You didn't make me... It didn't matter. It matters to no, not at all.
Okay.
But it's a downright lie. You didn't make me anything. I haven't had a thing from you. For obvious reasons. Okay, now can we move on? Poor Tim. You and I are not going to live together ever again. This is pretty obvious. We can't, can we? I mean, you hate me and I'm not too keen
on
you.
Susan, I do not hate you. I've been with you for 47 years.
What do you want to do then, Bob? Can you change and make
Susan,
this...
Susan.
Yes, Bob.
I can change, but tell me what I'm to change to.
Not treating me like you treated me in the bedroom upstairs, pushing me out the way, and ending up like this.
No, arguing, saying that I'm doing something is not an answer to what did I do. I treated you like that, and I say, what did I do? And so I don't remember, you know. What did I do?
When did I say that?
No, that's what your normal response is.
Let's not get caught up in rabbit trails. As far as I heard you say, Bob pushed you out of the way. And that's really offensive.
No, that's what she said.
Yes, exactly. That's what Mum said, Bob.
Right.
She said it. You're just accusing Mum of not saying it and telling you to tell her. But she did say it, which you've just confirmed. Let's not go around in circles now.
Susan,
Mum.
Tim,
upstairs. Yes. Huh?
She upstairs, not downstairs.
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. You stopped.
Tim, when we were upstairs, I didn't say a word to her. I said, I'm through packing, I'm going downstairs. She came downstairs and said, you pushed me aside. I did no such thing. I did no such thing. I never touched
you're
her.
You're telling me.
I
you're
never
not telling,
touched her.
You're not telling Mum. You're telling me.
I told her. I did no such thing.
I've got you telling me that Mum, that you did not push Mum, and I'm faced with Mum telling me that you pushed her.
So, one word. You're accepting what Susan says.
So one at the moment, it's one person's word against the other.
You're accepting what Susan says, fine.
Well, no, but what I've just said is at the moment, it's one person's word against the other. And what I see is you came down the stairs and said, well, that's that done then.
I said, the packing's done.
Yeah, that's the packet. No, actually, you said, that's that done then. And then Mum comes down, very agitated. So I'm just an onlooker here, trying to see if there's anything that either I can help with, or just see how you two play this out, because it doesn't seem it's the first time it's happened by the way you're both talking.
No, this is not new.
Mum seems very, very distressed and doesn't want to carry on the same way, and all you say, Bob, is no, I didn't push her, and if you want me to change, tell me how to change.
To Susan, yes.
Clearly to Susan.
Right.
Clearly. That doesn't seem to be a way to address anything by asking for help all the time.
I asked her to help.
Yes,
Susan.
That's exactly what I just said. That doesn't
Susan
seem a way to behave.
Mm-hmm. She's offered nothing yet.
We have had many discussions. You have brutalized me several times, more than that. You've made my life very, very difficult. I'm sorry that this effort to get together, I was prepared to accept you the way you were, but when you started upstairs in that horrible way, hating the fact that I was there, obviously, pushing past me, it just seemed like a waste of time. And that's when I came bouncing down the stairs and said, it's a waste of time. You don't care.
You're imagining things.
I'm not imagining.
In my mind,
things.
You're imagining things.
In my mind, you're imagining things.
I didn't
things.
Push you. I didn't touch you. I just asked you,
would
you get some clothes
out
for tomorrow? And you said to me, I can't do anything when you're standing here.
I'm not going through this any longer.
Why'd you say I can't do this with you standing there? You could have come down the stairs
well,
if you didn't
I
want
don't,
to do
I
it.
Don't, I actually, I really don't remember that. But obviously, you were in the way of some clothes that I was still choose what the hell ever it was I was trying to pick up. What do you want me to say? Listen, what do you want to do? Shall we call it quits now? You go and do whatever you're doing, and I'll stay here with Tim, and I'll go home.
That's an impossibility. You know that. Maybe you don't, but it's an impossibility.
Why?
You have no place to go.
That's true.
Well, that's not strictly true based upon what we all said, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
No, not it's not strictly true.
How is it not strictly true?
Because we did talk about the possibility of looking into...
Possibilities, yes.
Yeah, we talked about the possibilities of looking into...
Right.
UK residents for Mark. You did message that and you did say that a number of times.
And you looked at one, they said we don't accept non-UK residents.
No. Oh, sorry. Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. But that wasn't where we were going with that. That was looking at living together and mum staying.
And I don't think Susan wants to stay in a home.
No, no. No one's talking about mum staying in a home apart from our home.
Okay.
That's what we talked about, and you said you wanted to discuss further.
Possibilities, yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Yes.
Okay.
I think now is probably the best time ever to talk about it.
Then I think you should talk to Susan about it.
Well, we'll...
What?
Well, we're all involved in this. Wouldn't it be good that we all
I'm
talk about
it? I'm not moving England right now.
No.
It's a decision I'm prepared to make right now.
What?
It's an impossibility. Same as you can't move the United States. He said it's off the tables. Doesn't exist.
It can't because I'm not allowed into your country.
Well,
so that's my reason.
Things can work out. I don't know if I'm allowed in this country. I'm not a citizen.
Okay. If you want to explore that, you can. I know that I can't. Okay, so that's... And you do not want me to come and live with you.
Probably not, no.
Right, so therefore it's not a viable option, and I think that the simple legal fact that I'm not allowed in your country would mean that any sane person would drop it as an option.
Likewise, you wouldn't want me coming and live with you with the way things are with Susan and myself.
I would love you to be closer.
I'd love to be closer too.
And I'd love you to be closer and get a little bit of help in your day-to-day life if you wanted to make it better, if you wanted that input. If you don't, on your bike.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're planning on leaving tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly what Mum's saying. She's not necessarily planning on leaving tomorrow. Mum is more than welcome here, and that's where this conversation
I'm
just started.
I'm not prepared to make the decision for her.
You are or
I,
you are not?
I'm not. I can do it, but I won't do it because you don't want me to. Therefore, the decision is between you and Tim.
What?
Do you stay here or go back to the United States?
No, that isn't the case at all.
Well, no, of course it's not. It's your decision entirely.
Yes.
Okay, it's your decision, not Tim's then. Okay.
Of course it is. I love Tim, and I love his wife, and I love his home.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a nice time here.
Okay.
I've said to Mum, Bob, and I've said to you, you're both welcome.
I know you said that, but
right.
I couldn't live in England.
No, well,
in your,
it's not obligatory.
And Susan has said the same thing.
No.
A dozen times this trip, she said, I can never live in this country again.
Maybe.
Which country?
This country, England. You said I could never live here.
Oh, England. Oh, England. I thought you meant this country.
No, where were we going?
Oh, what are you talking about that crap?
Susan,
well,
we're talking about you staying here permanently.
Why were you talking about me going to England then?
This is England right here.
Oh, it is.
You want to stay here and
yeah,
instead of go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry the mound is...
It's okay. Now, as I see it,
I'm sorry.
The worst thing either of you can do is get stressed.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
for
yes.
For me. You can carry on, you can scratch each other's eyes out if you want to.
Sure.
But for me, when I see either of you get stressed, I know it, I feel it won't go well. So it's 6:10. If you would both like to, or one of you would like to, we've got somewhere booked to go and get something to eat.
Let's
shall we
that.
Go and get something to
yes,
eat,
please.
Fill our bellies,
please.
Feel a bit better,
please.
And then we'll pick this up later if either of you want to.
Please, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. You
all
are
right.
Such a gentleman. Thank you. Thank you. What do you feel?
That's fine.
Okay,
the
good.
Was.
Fine.
Are you going like that, Bob?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Right. I am just... Have a wee.
Do we need to take our things then? Tim, do we need to bring our suitcases?
No, Mum. We're just going to go and get something to eat. At a pub, and then we're coming back and we're spending the night here.
Thank you. God bless
okay.
you.
Yeah, no
God
problem.
Bless you. What do you want? What do you want for the future?
Susan, I want you to be happy. If you being happy is to stay here in England, that is fine.
No, that's not...
No, I'm sorry.
No, let me finish.
You
just because you're speaking doesn't mean to say that you hog the conversation. Let's start again. What do you want?
I want you to be happy, Susan.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, I just said.
I don't know any reason that I shouldn't be happy if you are kind and nice and want me to be with you.
And if you're not happy being with me, then you can stay here.
I came here with the full intention of giving you and me a try at a life together. We've had some good years.
So what has failed?
And we've very much deteriorated over the past years.
What do you believe has failed then?
I don't know. It might be a good idea to try and find somebody who can help us. I don't know what's gone wrong. I've felt very put down by you, and apparently you felt the same way.
I've never felt put down by you.
Oh.
I accept you as you are. You can't put me down. I don't worry about that.
Okay. Well, then
no matter what you say, I apologize
for my mistakes.
I don't worry about it.
I apologize for my mistakes, mm-hmm. Then. Do you hear that?
Okay. I accept your apology.
And what will happen then?
It's up to you what you want to do with your life. I'm not going to dictate what happens to your life.
Thank you. Quite noble of you.
If you want to continue,
conversations go from one to the other. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've told me what you want. You just tell me again what you want out of this relationship.
To you to be happy.
And you can make me happy.
How?
By loving me, by letting me know that you want me, and by not being too aggressively demanding.
You tell me if I'm aggressively demanding. I've said that over and over again, and you tell me after the fact. You were this way this morning, this way yesterday. It's never happened. You never tell me.
I'm saying we can start again. I'm not talking about the past.
No, I'm
the
talking about...
The past is gone and finished. As far as I'm concerned, it's dead and finished over. I'm saying to you, if you want to try again...
Then don't bring up the past then.
I'll bring up what the hell ever I want, but I think it's a good idea not to bring up the past, and I give you my word that
just,
I will not bring up the past.
Not to bring up the past, and... Yet you say you were demanding this morning. That's the past.
I'm not arguing with you about this. I'm saying, do you want to start again and try and be careful and loving and want to have a good relationship or not?
I want you to be happy. If you're happy without me, fine.
I've never tried that, so I can't answer that question.
If you're happy with me, I'd love that.
I'll be happy with you, but not when you're very commanding, beastly, horrible, finding fault. Don't keep interrupting, too. That's a horrible thing. You have treated me very badly, and I think it's your health has had a lot to do with it, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I can only say that I don't think I have treated you beastly and healthy, and if I do, you should tell me right away.
I do.
You didn't have them today, though. Right away. Not...
I told you upstairs.
No, you
did
told
you,
me.
Oh, Bob.
You told me when you came downstairs.
I did come downstairs, but you were nasty to me upstairs, and
you
pushed your way out.
You never said anything.
Yes, I did.
You
didn't hear. You didn't hear, and I said something. It fell on stony ground. Don't make a thing out of this, and this is the trouble with you. You get on a point, and you won't move. Do you want to continue or not?
Susan, I've said that a dozen times tonight.
What have you said?
I want you to be happy.
And
if it's with me or without me, I want you to be happy.
Okay, well, let's go ahead from here then and try and be happy together.
Okay.
Simple. I can't walk away from the years we have sacrificed to each other. It's been well spent. I've been happy. Don't interrupt, please. I would ask you not to interrupt.
I didn't say a word.
You were about to.
No.
You were about... Oh, no. How could you?
You're putting words in my mouth.
Don't interrupt, please. I hope that there would be a chance for us to have a good relationship if you will treat me like a normal husband with kindness, gentleness, and I the same with you as a normal wife, a loving wife. I'm prepared to swallow it all, forget it all, and start again. We're too old to bugger about. How do you feel about that?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Why don't you go and tell Tim that we should go and get some food? Or do you want me to? Bob, are you dying?
No, I'm just trying not to interrupt you.
I asked you a question.
I'm not dying, no.
Do you want me to go and tell Tim that we're ready to go?
If you feel it's necessary, yes.
Tim, I think we might be ready to go.
Okay,
and thank you. And Tim, just thank you. Thank you for being such a wonderful man. Oh. You are. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Maybe your benchmark's low.
Oh, yes, maybe it is.
But everyone deserves a second chance.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I've been trying to tell Bob for the past 30 seconds. I'm ready to give it another chance.
Good.
Are you glad?
Yes, I'm glad.
Why don't you look me in the face and say yes?
Every time I try and say something, you say you're interrupting me. So.
Well, because you usually are. It's not every time you try to say something. It's do you want to try again? Do you want us to try and start again?
If that's what you wish to do, yes.
Do you wish to start again?
Yes, dear. I do want to start again.
Well, I do too.
I don't want to start again. I want to just have you have a good life.
And
not start it again.
Why not? But
it started 47 years ago. You can't restart that.
You're looking for reasons to say no.
Come on, time out.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to cut this short,
yes.
Bob would like you to have a long and happy life, I think the phrase is.
Okay,
If you want to
That's
take that
lovely.
Further, Bob, how do you propose that Mum will have a long and happy life based upon how your relationship is at the moment? What will happen?
I want what's best for her.
How? How will you do that?
If it's living apart from me, that's fine. If it's living with me, that's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Okay.
That's what
but
I
want. But if it's not what she wants...
Well, I'm sure Mum wants a long and happy life too, but we're looking at how that's going to happen mm-hmm. rather than the dream. How do you make the dream happen?
Well...
So apart or together...
It's a two-way street.
So apart or together, you're not fussed?
No. Because I don't want to harm her life.
Okay.
Susan's life.
What will you put in to try and keep you two together?
Well, it's going to take a lot of thought. I can't give you right now things because there's so many things that have been said or done that...
That doesn't sound too helpful.
No, I just... I said I want you to live a happy life. What will make you have live a happy life?
Well, that was a question just raised to you, actually. Never mind.
If you... wanted me as a loving wife and to spend the rest of your life with me.
I'm not going to tell you what...
I'm telling you what I...
Okay.
But you keep interrupting. You won't listen. I'm offering you...
What do you want for a happy life?
I'm offering you myself. I would like to be your wife and lead a nice life with you, a happy, peaceful life. I don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know how long I'm going to live. Probably, with any luck, we'll both be reasonably happy and well for a few years. I would like to try that.
That's
please.
What my belief has been all along.
Well, then we've wasted a lot of time. Let's go and get something to eat.
Absolutely. After
and Bob,
you.
Bob.
Susan.
See, don't do that. That's
well,
aggravating. Bob, I'm trying to tell you that I love you.
I
despite
love you too.
You do.
I have
well, wonderful.
For 47 years.
Yes, me too. It's been a long trip. Thank you.
I see you, Mum, trying to show Bob that you love him there.
Well, thank you. I am. I wouldn't say it. I'm not given to telling lies.
Bob,
we've had some bad times,
Bob,
but we can forget them. They can be stacked away.
Too many buts in there.
What?
Nothing. I just said, this is a but.
So if I use the wrong word, we can't get together.
No, I don't really care.
You don't really care. Okay.
If you use
Let's
wrong
go
word.
And get some.
If you use your own word or not.